Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we worship you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, are we blessed tonight? Man, of all the places we could be, here we are. Saved. And how many ate something today? And got something to wear? You got some more to sleep tonight? Are you happy about it? Thankful for it? We're a blessed people, I'm telling you. We are so blessed. You know, for us, this is as bad as it gets. Because after this life is heaven. This is as rough as it gets. And a lot of us are making it pretty good. Right? We keep overcoming. We keep winning because greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. I want us one more time. Let's just worship God some more. Let's get our eyes completely on Him. Forget about everything, all your business and your family stuff and every other thing. Lord, our eyes are on you. We worship you tonight. We adore you. We magnify you. We praise you. We give you glory. Glory, glory unto your name. Glory unto your name. We worship you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We bless you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for your goodness. Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Oh, we praise you, Master. Oh, we praise you. We bless you. We glorify you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's a good thing. Seems like everybody's joining in pretty good on this. But you know, this is a real weakness in the body of Christ. A whole lot of folk don't know how to praise God over about 30 seconds or a minute or two. And it's a problem. I said it's a problem. Until we can worship God for an hour or two at a time, there'll just be some places we won't get. And some things we won't get into. And, you know, we want to be open to this. And you want to be able to just forget about everything and everybody around you and focus on God and forget about time and problems and issues or questions and just worship God and He's all you see for an hour at a time. And if you've never done that, you need to get ready and get to it. Practice at home. And you'll be ready at church. Right? And now think about this. Do you think when people get to praising God in heaven and the angels get to praising God in heaven, do you think there's some people that stand around like this? And just look? Huh? Do you think there's anybody when they're praising God in heaven that just stands like this? Yeah, I don't think there's anybody. And if you're inhibited and ashamed, embarrassed to praise the Lord, that's a big problem. The Lord said, if you're ashamed of me before men, me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you. So it's not okay. We got to be, sometimes people say, well, Brother Keith, I'm just, I'm just reserved. I'm just not. Maybe the word you're looking for is bound. And you can get free. You can get free. Huh? Let's help our brothers tonight. Lift up your hands. Lord, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. Praise you, Lord. 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 Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Oh, praise you, Lord. 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 Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, we worship you. We magnify you. Oh, Ponte. Kele papate. Oh, Vidivante Popo. Here a breath. Kofi delete. Go live lemba die ne dio no dobo go dio de ne mech. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. 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 Oh, I worship you. Yes. Yes. O to cover the mat de gamba de got de bat ne at the van gate deal. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, our eyes are on you tonight. Give us ears that hear, eyes that see, a heart that's open, understands. Give us exact utterance. Help us, Lord, to yield to your Spirit. Follow your direction. And what you say to us, whatever you say to us, we will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You can be seated, but now be ready to jump up and do this some more. Amen. You know, it's too easy to just live in your head and then come to church and just stay in your head. Look at each other. Stay in our head. And not be aware of God like we should be. And not be receptive of Him. If some of these things are relatively new to you, and you haven't practiced them a lot, it can take you a while to get your mind quiet. and get your hearts quiet and receive from the Lord. Now, if you practice it more, it doesn't take you as long.
Amen.
But, you know, if you've never done it before, you need to pray and praise God and pray in the Spirit and worship God until you just, He's all you're aware of.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
He's all you're aware of. And when you get to that place, one way you can tell you're there, you don't care about time.
Amen.
You don't care about time. And you forget about other things. You're not thinking about your body or your posture or your feelings or any of that. What that's called is getting in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And you don't have to be in a trance.
Amen.
Huh? You don't have to get called away to glory. But what happened, what in the Spirit, you're more aware of the Spirit than you are the flesh.
Amen.
The natural. And most people live almost completely aware of the flesh. And their intellect, their mind, and their body. And barely aware of the Spirit. Well, we need to get that turned around. One thing that'll help you is praising and worshiping God longer than 5 minutes. Huh?
Amen.
Praying in the Spirit, worshiping and praising God longer than 15 minutes.
Amen.
Hmm? And like I said, when you get in the Spirit, you quit watching the clock. You think, man, I've been praising God, 30 minutes. I've been praising God, how long has it been? And you come back and tell somebody, man, I put in an hour of prayer. Well, is that really a good thing? What is prayer? Prayer is to be communion with God. You're talking to Him and you're supposed to be listening to Him talking to you. Well, you take two people that's, engaged to be married and in love with each other. And you don't see one of them come in, from a date and they say, man, I put in an hour talking to him. I think with a little practice, I could talk to him for 2 hours. No. People will stay on the phone all night long and talk about nothing. Just you ain't watching the clock going, I think I can go another 10 minutes. No, you don't want it to stop. Why? You are enjoying the communion. You're enjoying the fellowship with that person. And when you're enjoying communion with God, you quit watching the clock. Because you never fellowship with anybody any greater than Him.
Hallelujah.
Any more interesting than Him.
Amen.
Any more amazing and fun than Him.
Amen.
He's it.
Yes, He is.
He is. Turn to Matthew, please, again this evening. Scripture we looked at this morning, Matthew. What chapter was it? Anybody know?
13.
Yeah, y'all were here. Are we believing God this evening?
Amen.
Are we believing God to read a few scriptures and go home? Or to have more than that? Much more. Amen. I'll agree with that. Matthew 13. If you weren't here this morning, we'll review just a little bit. In the 13th chapter and the 12th verse, and I'm going to read this to you from some different translations. The New Living says, to those who are open to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But to those who are not listening, even what they have will be taken away from them. The Amplified, verse 13, this is the reason that I speak to them in parables, because having the power of seeing, they do not see. And having the power of hearing, they do not hear, nor do they grasp and understand. Verse 14 in the NIV, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You'll be ever seeing, but never perceiving. The English version of 13 and 14 and 15 says, the reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look but don't see. They listen but do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them. This people will listen and listen but not understand. They will look and look but not see, because their minds are dull and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Who closed their eyes? They did. Otherwise, their eyes would see, their ears would hear, their minds would understand, they would turn to me. It says they'd be converted, means they'd be changed, says God, and I would heal them. Is healing the will of God?
Yes.
Healing in all areas. Yes. Making you whole, making you sound, making you restoring what's been damaged or hurt. But notice, prior to him saying, I would heal them, what would happen? You'd be converted. You'd be changed. You'd be turned around. And why would you be turned around and changed? Because you saw something. And you heard something. And you understood something. And you did something about it.
Amen.
You changed. You wanted to see. You wanted to see. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians, please. 1 Thessalonians. I believe the Lord is interested in people being healed tonight. Do you? 1 Thessalonians. Let's see. Actually, 2 Thessalonians is what it is. 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter. The Bible says in verse 10, 2 Corinthians 2:10, Thessalonians, excuse me. Got two or three things going on inside me at the same time here. You ever been there? 2 Thessalonians 2:10. He said, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth. Say that out loud. They received not the love, the what? The love of the truth. They didn't receive it. What was the result? Keep reading. They didn't receive it. They could have been saved if they would. But verse 11, what's the result? For this cause, God will send them strong delusion that they should what?
Believe a lie.
Believe a lie, and they all might be damned or condemned or judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, notice two things. What didn't they receive? Not just the truth. What? A love of the truth. Now, I want to make a statement concerning myself. And I don't always make all-inclusive statements. I don't usually say, here are the three steps to this. I might say, here are three steps I know. That don't mean there's not five. These are the ones I know. Here is a truth. Here is a principle. But for myself, I can say this without hesitation. I love the truth above all. I love the truth more than anything and anybody, period. That's a big statement. But it's my heart. It's my decision. It's my choice. I love the truth more than I love any family member. I love the truth more than I love my wife. I love the truth more than I love my own life and breath.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, well, I thought you're supposed to love God. That's what I said.
Amen. That's right.
I thought you're supposed... He is the God of truth. I thought you're supposed to love Jesus. That's what I said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I thought you're supposed to love the Word. That's what I said. His Word is called the Word of truth. Truth. Do you love the truth? That was kind of weak. That was really weak. Do you love the truth?
Yes.
Now the question is, do you love it more than all?
Amen. Yes.
You need to. You should. You should. If you don't have that anchor and pillar inside you, what can happen if you don't love the truth enough? You can wind up being deceived and believing a lie. Now, this ties right in with what we just got through reading. The Bible said, if you were here this morning, we went into some detail about it, but he said, these people, their heart has waxed dull and thick and unfeeling. And he said, they got eyes, but they don't see. And they've got ears, but they don't hear. And they got a heart, but they don't understand. And they keep seeing and seeing and seeing, but don't see, and hearing and hearing and hearing, but don't hear. He said, if they would ever see and hear and get it and receive it, they'd be changed and I'd heal them. The work would happen. The power would be manifested. And now what people sometimes try to make out of that is bless their hearts. They're trying to get it. They're trying to get it and they just can't get it. They're trying to see it and they can't see it. No. No. What did the verse say? Their eyes, they have closed. They have closed. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. You, because you've rejected knowledge. That's the real problem. Now, whether you want to admit it or not, there have been times when your flesh didn't want to hear the truth. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But here's a big question. If you don't like the truth, and if you don't want the truth, what else is there? Huh? Can y'all help me with this tonight?
Amen.
Man, this, if you get some of these things in your spirit, it'll make you a different person. We've been talking about changing. Right? You will change. You'll become another man, another woman.
Hallelujah.
In a good way, I'm talking about. When you see the truth and it is uncomplimentary to you, the truth is, you didn't do right. The truth is, you were carnal and lazy and dumb. The truth is, you disobeyed and rebelled. The truth is, there ain't no excuse for what you did. Now, that doesn't bless you. When you see that. Right? But if it's true, it's true.
That's right.
And if you don't want it and you don't want to hear it, what else is there for you to believe? You've already got the truth. Anything else you decide to believe?
That's right.
Can you see what? They refused to receive the love of the truth.
Yeah.
What happened? Then they were deceived. And they believed a lie. When you don't love the truth above all, you got to get to the point where I don't care how bad the truth makes me look, I love the truth.
Amen.
I don't care how bad it causes me to look in somebody else's eyes or how dumb it makes what I have done appear. If it's true, it's true.
Yeah.
I want the truth. Give me the truth.
Amen.
Because it is only the truth that makes you free. That's it. Everything else is going to keep you in bondage. There is person after person after person who saw truth, and they didn't want it though. They didn't want it. Yeah. I know Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, a lot of yours, and he said on one occasion, the Lord sent him to a man's church to have a meeting. He was there for, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks at least. And he said he knew in his spirit when the Lord sent him there that this man had physical problems and was in serious condition. And the Lord sent him there for him to get healed. And while he was there, he got into some specific things, morning sessions and night sessions. Well, day after day, the pastor's not there at his own meeting. Day after day. And there's just a couple of days left. And he said he's sitting at the table with the man, almost just blurted out, "Do you know you're going to die?" He said, the man spoke up and said, "Yeah, Brother Hagin, I know it." And he said, "And I know what you're teaching. I hadn't been there, but I've been keeping up with it." He said, "I know what you're teaching in the morning." And he said, "I know it's right. But for me to acknowledge that, I'd have to get up in front of my people and admit that I've been wrong and what I've been teaching is doing is wrong. And I'd just rather die than that." So he did. Now, I know that sounds extreme, but that has happened. People maybe didn't just come out and say it, but it has happened over and over and over and over. People have seen truth, but they didn't want that. They didn't want that to be it that way. They don't want it to be that way. They're unwilling to admit it. They're unwilling to change. And when you do that, you have not received the love of the truth. You love something else more. You love your so-called reputation. You love your pride. You love saving face. Whatever, more than you do the truth. And the moment you see the light and the truth and it shines up something wrong in your life and you don't want it to be that way and you go, "I see that, I know that, but..." The moment you don't receive the truth and love it, the enemy goes, "Well, here's something else you can believe." It wouldn't even come if you weren't open to it. But when you start pushing the truth away, now you just invited the enemy to come deceive you. Can you see that? And he will come and offer you something else to believe. Usually it's along the lines of this. It's really their fault. It's really their fault. Yeah, maybe I made a mistake or two, but... really, if they'd have done this, and if they hadn't have done that, if they'd have helped me when I asked them to and supported me like I told them to, it's really their fault. And that ain't true, but that's what you've chosen to believe, because you don't want to believe the truth. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? Go with me back to Matthew, the 15th chapter. Thank you, Master. Can you say you love the truth? Do you love the truth above all? Which is the same thing as saying you love God above all. You love Jesus above all. You love the Word above all. You love the Spirit of God above all. Same thing. So then say it out loud. I love the truth.
I love the truth.
I love the truth.
I love the truth.
Above all.
Above all.
Above everything.
Above everything.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Above myself.
Above myself.
I love the truth.
I love the truth.
Lord, give me the truth.
Lord, give me the truth.
If it makes me look bad,
if it makes me look bad,
so be it.
So be it.
I want the truth.
I want the truth.
If it shows up things,
if it shows up things
I'd rather not look at,
I'd rather not look at,
so be it.
So be it.
Show me the truth.
Show me the truth.
I'll receive it.
I'll receive it.
I'll change.
I'll change.
I love the truth.
I love the truth.
It'd help you just go around saying that.
Thank you, Lord.
I love the truth. I love the truth. Give me the truth. Right? Whether we want to hear it or not, give me the truth. Because if it's the truth, it's good. It's right. It's the answer. It's the way out. It'll make you free. Even if your flesh don't want to hear it at first, give me the truth. In Matthew 15, you see what is to me a good example of this principle we read in Matthew 13 about seeing and hearing and changing and being healed. Matthew 15. Somebody got healed in this chapter, but not before some changing occurred. Matthew 15 and 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. Matthew 15, 22. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He answered her not a word. Now let's just stop right here. You reckon he heard her?
Yes.
Why didn't he answer? This is a woman who has a sick daughter at home. And she's come to the preacher and asked him for help. And he ignored her. Some of you look aggravated. We're talking about Jesus. That ain't right. Remember who we're reading about. It is right. Whether you understand it or not, it's right. Let me give you a little clue in understanding the whole Bible. No matter what you read or what it seems like to you, always stay on God's side. I say, why did he do that? You go, I don't know, but he's right. Why didn't he do that? I ain't got a clue, but he's right.
Amen.
He's right. I'll tell you that. He's right.
Hallelujah.
He's completely just and fair.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't look that way to you, then it's just something wrong with your looking, not something wrong with him.
That's right.
A whole lot of stuff you don't see and know and understand.
That's right.
That he does.
Yes.
Ignored her. Why would he do that? Well, the Lord knows the heart. And people get things in their mind set. How many remember Naaman, the Syrian, the leper? He had some things set in his mind, didn't he? He heard about a man of God that had power and anointing and healing in his ministry, and he made the trip and went over there. He's a dignitary. He's a big man in his country. And the man of God did not even come out and see him. He traveled the whole way. He arrives with his ensemble, with great pomp and circumstance. I'm talking about, you know, the three armor-plated black navigators and the stretch limo. For the time, that's what it was. And the dark bulletproof glass went down, and it was Naaman. He was like the number two man in the nation. And the man of God sent his servant out there, and he says, you Naaman? He said, what do you think? He said, well, I got a message for you. Where's the man of God? He sent me. He's not coming. Immediately tension. What? Does he know who I am? Yes, sir, I think he does. And he sent me and told me to tell you, if y'all would go down to the river and dip in the water seven times, you'd be clean. That's what you're to do. Where's the man of God? I think he's in the house. He's not coming out. He said, he sent me. Made him so mad. It upset him. Now, try to wrap your mind around this. The man of God had to be led, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Social pressure?
Yes.
Political pressure?
Yes.
Right? He had to be led not to come out. But the Lord's doing this for a reason. His response shows why the Lord did it.
Amen.
Doesn't it?
Amen.
Shows exactly. I mean, there's no mystery why the Lord did this. He thinks he deserves special treatment because of who he is. And he brought all this money and stuff. He come to buy his healing and pay handsomely for this man's services. And he's used to being catered to and bowed and kowtowed to. And man did not even come out and talk to him. Well, man, he said, go, go, get out of here. I mean, the tires smoked and they peeled out of there. Or the horses pawed. And they're ripping down the road and it's quiet in the back of the limo. And it's finally the guy's attaché, his person there with him said, you know, Mr. Naaman, we came prepared to do big things, spend big money. You know, since we're here, why don't we just go do it? Silence. Naaman says, can't believe he didn't come out and see me. But you know, since we're out here, I guess we could go on down to the river. Man said, that's an excellent idea. Yes, sir, I'll tell the driver. And they went on out. But now, get it. What is going on right here? What's going on? Change. Change. He is change. He had to humble himself. He needed to humble himself and admit he didn't need, he didn't deserve special treatment.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Thank you for that one, amen. He needed to admit he did not deserve special treatment. He needed to show he respected the Word without special treatment. He needed to demonstrate he would humble himself and go dip in a foreign river. And he did. And he came again with his skin clean. Glory to God. Was he willing to open his eyes? Was he willing to open his ears? Was he willing to be changed? And what happened? Just like Jesus said. And God healed him. He healed him. But he had to be willing to change. He was acknowledging some truths. Wasn't he? God is God above all gods. Right?
Yes.
And I don't deserve a thing because I'm Naaman, captain, commander of the armies of what was it, Syria?
Yeah.
I don't deserve anything from the great God Jehovah because I'm that.
Right.
I ought to be thankful that the man of God had sent me a message.
Yeah.
Hmm? He needed to make some serious changes, and he made them somewhere between peeling out of the driveway and getting out of town. He made some changes. That's why he's in the Bible. Right? And he was willing to go. You can hear his national pride when he said, we got rivers at home. What did he say? Farpar and one of the other ones. He said, and they're clear rivers. They're nice rivers. I want to go dip in the river. I'd have stayed at the house. What he's saying is, they're better than your rivers. National pride. Personal pride. Professional pride. And it was ugly to God. and it was ugly in him, and he needed to admit it and acknowledge it and change it and be willing to humble himself. And when he did, he got healed.
Hallelujah.
I said he got healed.
Amen.
There's a lot of people who want to be healed but are not willing to change. There's a lot of people who want miracles but are unwilling to change. A lot of people want the blessing in their life and on their life and promotion, but they're not willing to change. A lot of people that want what they see other people have, but they're not willing to do what those people have done. They're unwilling to change. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
I'm willing. Are you?
Yes.
Go back to Matthew. Are you still at Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew 15. Why did Jesus not answer her? Well, I'm sure he had a good reason. Are we on his side or not?
Yes.
He's right.
Yes.
Whatever he does, it's right. One thing I could see, this woman is a woman of Canaan. She's not a Jewish woman. She's not a Jewish proselyte that we have indicated. A woman of Canaan. Now, if you've studied anything about the Canaanites, and I don't even recommend that you do. What little I studied, I had to quit. Man, they could teach modern sinners some new tricks. You talk about ungodly. You talk about base. Animalistic. Man, stuff they did. This is where she comes from. And the Bible specifically tells you this is who she is so you can identify her. This is what kind of woman and what woman she's from, what country she's from and what life she's from. A Canaanite, which means ungodly woman. What would she know about have mercy on me, son of David? Maybe nothing. Maybe she heard somebody else use it. There's a reason why Jesus didn't respond to her. How many know that using borrowed phraseology doesn't work? Just trying to duplicate what you heard somebody else do and saw them do. You know, you remember the seven sons of Sceva is going to cast out devils. You remember that? We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. And they got no results. Except got beat up. I submit to you this phrase may have meant nothing to this woman. She may have been trying to push this button, pull this lever, and do what she heard, or kind of slip in. I hope nobody knows who I am, and I'll just use the right lingo and language and get my healing and get out of here. Doesn't work. I said it doesn't work.
That's right.
And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she is crying after us. So apparently, she persisted, even after Jesus seemingly ignored her. Now, I want you to understand, a lot of people would already be out of the story. Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They come, and politely ask the preacher for help, and he won't even turn around and acknowledge that you're there? Who do they think they are? I thought this was a church. I thought this was a place where a person could come get help. But I see I was wrong. Oh, you too busy. Oh, I can see you too busy for people like me. Well, I am so sorry that I bothered you. And could leave unchanged and without your healing. How many times people have had their say and told people what they thought about it and left unchanged. Without not realizing how much it just cost them. She needed to change. you know anything about Canaanite folks, you wouldn't even have to think. They need to change. Major. Everything about them needs to change. She needed to change. And you can see her faith already in this. Persistence. She was not easily deterred. Even if it did bother her, she wasn't leaving. Even if it did get to her, ruffle her a little bit, she loved something else more. She may not realize it, but what does she hear after? She's talking to the truth. Right? The word out of his mouth that heals her daughter is the truth. Right? So what has, I doubt she understood it and realized what she was doing, but what is she loving more than her feelings, than her pride? What is she willing to sacrifice everything for? The truth. And the truth was, she is away far off from God and don't know anything about God and is not even close to being in a position to receive a healing. But if you have faith and are willing to change, you can get there. I don't care how far off you are. This is really a remarkable thing, this story. The further we go, I think you'll see more. Jesus told her it wasn't for her.
That's right. She did.
And yet she still got some. Why? Faith. Faith is persistent. And I tell you, faith is combined with, intertwined with, humility. This has been something that a lot of folk in so-called word and faith circles have not seen. In fact, they've tried to go the other way. People act like, well, I'm a man of faith. I'm independent. I don't need anybody, anything. I'm a man of faith. No, you're not. Faith means you are completely dependent on God. You're trusting in Him. Look, faith is not being independent. It's being dependent on God. Faith acknowledges, I can't make it happen. I'm depending on God to make it happen. And so you'll see these two things keep on showing up. This woman, we know she had faith. Jesus talks about it later. He describes it later. She had faith. She had great faith. How do we see her faith? One, in her persistence. Somebody say persistence. Her persistence. She didn't know hardly anything. There's a lot of stuff we don't know. But here's the good thing about it. If you'll just make up your mind, I ain't quitting. I'm going to stay with it till I get it. Right? I'm going to stay with it. As long as it takes. Whatever I got to do. And notice what else she had. She had humility. She didn't get miffed. And spout off and tell him off and tell him what she thought about him, ignore it. She did not. She just kept on. In fact, she kept on long enough till the disciples came to Jesus and said, would you send this woman away? Would you send this woman away? She's bothering us. She had to be persistent. Or they wouldn't have said that. Now, that would have been, though, the last straw for a lot of other people if they'd have made it past the first hurdle. And they heard Jesus' staff telling him, this woman is bothering us. Would you please send her away? What do you think a lot of people would have said at that point? Come on now, put it right here. Put it right here. You come to get help from Pastor Mark. And he didn't even speak to you. He just walked off like you wasn't even standing there. But you just kept following. He said, I need help, Pastor Mark. I need help. And some of the staff come around and said, would you send them away? They are bothering us. What would a lot of people say? Come on now, think with me. Can you see Can you see where our generation is? We have so many people that are so thin-skinned about everything that they can't even make it in the same church for 6 months. Much less go through something like this. Right? I mean, somebody, you know, get in their favorite parking place or didn't smile at them right or any little old thing, and they're miffed and hurt and get mad because somebody didn't come to check on you. I've called 3 times and you haven't returned my call. I thought this was a church. I thought this was a place where a person could come to get help. But I see you're too busy. Did you know your staff said to send me away? Send them away, they said. Well, why are we going through all this? If you want miracles, if you want miracles, if you want answers, if you want things to happen in your life that don't happen in other people's life, you got to be willing to forget about your little pride. Come on now, you got to forget about your little offenses and your little hurts. And if you can't, they will rob you. It will rob you. Oh, Lord. This is happening all the time. People are losing their places. They're leaving their places. They're leaving their positions with their companies, with their churches. Other things. Why? Just ugly, stinking pride. Just unwilling to admit or acknowledge their failures and mistakes. Unwilling to submit. And it's costing people. This woman's in the Bible, though. You know why she's in there and not a lot of other people? Because when they said, would you send her away? Send her away. These are the disciples. They're talking to Jesus. Send this lady away. She's bothering us. Now, I want you to ask yourself, could you make it through that? Could you make it through that? No, most people would not make it through this. She did. She just kept right on in there. Didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Huh?
Yes.
They said, would you send her away? Verse 23. She's crying for us. Jesus stopped. Now he finally spoke about it. Up till then, she hadn't heard a word out of him. It's like she wasn't even there. But this is the great word that she hears now. Jesus said, you know, I am not sent to these kind of people. Huh? I'm not, what was that mean? I'm not sent to Canaanite people. Just to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now that would eliminate the rest. Huh? You're not sent to our kind. Huh? Say what? I know I didn't hear you right. You're not sent to my kind of people. Let me tell you something, preacher.
Go ahead.
We Canaanites, just as good as you Jews, bless God. Let me tell you about some Jews I know. Not sent to my kind of people. And they would have give him an earful and told them what they thought and stomped out of there, unchanged, and without no healing. National pride, racial pride, my people pride.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right?
That's right. That's right.
It can rob you. But what'd she do? Tell me what she did.
Didn't give up.
Oh, come on now. This is impressive, isn't it? What'd she do? Say what? They just got through telling you they're not sent to yokai. And what does she do? She worships him. She worships him. Now, you know, we started off the service with this, didn't we? And I believe it's one reason the Lord is leading us this direction. Worship, genuine, from the heart, is an act of faith. It is an act of humility. You cannot truly worship God in pride. You can't do it. Now, you can stand up and say, I praise the Lord, I praise the Lord, I praise the Lord. But are you going to worship God? To really do it, you have to humble yourself. Because worship, you know, what's the Greek word? Proskuneo, I think it is. And it has to do with like a kiss. But it's like a dog licking its master's hand. It's like you kissing somebody's foot. And when you worship God, that's what you do. You worship, you bow down before Him, right? At His feet. And you're saying, Lord, You are everything. You are the Creator. I am the created. You're right about everything. Anything I disagree with You on, I'm wrong. You're right. We ever disagree, You're always right. And I'm always wrong. Every breath I have, You give it to me. Every beat of my heart, every good thing I enjoy. To really worship God, you have to humble yourself. Can you see this? And this, oh, this, that's why worship is so wonderful in this thing. It is the perfect environment for you to change. Isn't it? Worship is the perfect environment for you to change. You're expressing faith. You're exercising humility. Right? And that's what's going on. She has followed them and persisted. She used whatever language she knew. It didn't work. She kept on hollering. Nothing. He said, I'm not sent to you, to your people. And what did she do on that? What does it look? What do you do when it looks like it's not working? Oh, come on, help me now, friend. What do you do? What do you do when you run out of understanding? You at the end of your way, and you don't know what to do, and your flesh is wanting to get upset and aggravated. And what do you do? Put your nose in the carpet. Worship God. Worship God. Tell Him. You know you don't know, but you know He does. You know He does. And you don't care who said it can't happen, and you don't care who ain't got time for you. You worship Him. He's your answer. He's your everything. And you're trusting Him to show you. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Tell me. So she is laying, I guess, on the ground in front of Him, worshiping Him. And this, I'm telling you, this is the best move she has made all day long. If there was any pretense, if there was any borrowed religious phraseology, it's gone now. And all that's here is a mama with a sick baby worshiping the Lord. That's it. And what the Bible say, when you seek the Lord with all your heart, you will find Him. Jesus, He's not just saying this. This is prior to the new covenant. The Canaanites don't have a covenant with God. They got no rights to any healing. He hasn't gone to the cross yet. He hasn't paid the price. He's not risen from the dead. He hasn't entered into the Holy of Holies with His own blood. The new birth is not available. The partition has not been removed between Jew and Gentile. But, but, what are you going to do with a woman that won't quit? What are you going to do with a woman that's willing to humble herself and worship God as long as it takes? What are you going to do? She's laying there worshiping Him. Saying what? Help me. I believe this is right out of her heart. Sincere, genuine, as humble as she... She's a Canaanite. Now you understand what we're talking about. Canaanite, wild orgies, worshiping devils and rocks and cutting themselves. I mean, it goes on and on. Human sacrifice. This is where she comes from. But all that's fading now. And all she sees is the Lord. And she's worshiping Him, saying, help me. Help me. Because she just heard, I'm not sent to your people. But she didn't go around and quit dejected or mad or upset. She just pressed on in. Oh, come on now. Can you see this? She just pressed on in. Everything's telling her, it ain't for you, it ain't gonna happen, it is not gonna happen. It can't happen for you. And she, what'd she do? She just pressed on in.
Hallelujah.
Worshipped. Got lower and worshipped more. Humbled herself and worshipped more. Now listen to this though. She said, Lord, help me. She's worshiping Him. Lord, help me, please. My baby's sick. Please, help me. And she's worshiping Him and asking Him, please help me. And what does He say? Read it. What's the next response that she gets? Huh? Jesus answered and said, now He's talking to her now. That's an improvement. And yet, the message. He said, it is not meet, means it's not right, it's not fitting, it's not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She's laying there, worshiping. Asking for help. And what does He say? What does she want? Healing and deliverance for her daughter. He said, He's already told her, I am not sent to your people. But she didn't go home. She pressed right on in. And she worshiped. She said, Lord, I'm worshiping you. Help me. And he looks down and he says, you know, it's just not right to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. Well, now we know who the children are. The lost sheep of the house of Israel, right?
That's right.
That only leaves one other category. And who would that be? How many know that would be the last straw for a lot of other folks? If they'd have made it that far, what would they do? They'd have got up and said, dog? Dog? Preacher, did you just call me a dog? And all my people? You just called us dogs. She could have got indignant. She could have fumed. She could have ranted and raved and told Him just what she thought about Him and a whole bunch of the Jews.
That's right.
She could have said her piece and stole her mind and stomped out of there. What? Without. Unchanged and
without.
Without. Well, she could have had her say. But what would it have cost her? What's her response? This woman ought to be in the Bible. She ought to be there. Huh? Can you be like this? Oh, look at this. Old crowd's looking at me. I don't think so. We're talking about the Lord. He's no respecter of persons. If she had to, change, if she had to persist, if she had to humble herself and change, you think that doesn't apply to anybody else? Huh? So many times, I learned this working at healing school, at the Hagen Ministry for year after year. People would come, serious ailments and problems. And as the years went by, I was there for, 15 years or so, I guess. I begin to see, because people want you to pray for them. And nothing I like better than praying for folks and watching them get healed. Amen. But as I went on, I learned again and again, people were not ready to receive. God's always ready to heal. Yeah. Healing's bought and paid for. Yeah. Just like He's always ready to save. It's exactly the same. God doesn't have to get ready to save people.
Amen.
Price has already been paid. He is ready anytime somebody will come and receive Him. Believe, but how many know there's a lot of people are not ready to receive Him as Lord? So then they're not getting saved, but they're not waiting on Him. They're just not ready to believe and receive. They need to change. The same thing is true with other areas of life. There are oftentimes people need, just because you need something doesn't mean you're ready to receive it.
Amen.
And so that's what we'd get to working on. Getting ready to receive. And you gotta make changes. Sometimes people didn't believe it was always God's will. Well, you're not ready. You gotta change. Sometimes people believe it's up to other people. You gotta change. Healing is spelled a number of different ways. R-E-P-E-N-T. Sometimes. Sometimes it's spelled O-B-E-Y. Sometimes it's spelled L-O-V-E. But again and again, it's spelled C-H-A-N-G-E. Change. What had to happen before this woman got her healing? Changes. 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 And she stayed with it. What does this woman? She's laying there. She's been ignored. She's been talked about, people try to send her home. She's been told her people are not good enough to get this. Now she's been called a dog. And what does she say? She's laying there. Now let's remember who we're talking about. If the Lord says you a dog.
That's who you are.
You a dog. Huh? If He says you a dog, you say bow wow. If you got any sense. Now, the Lord's not mean. He is not mean and He is not unfair. These people lived like dogs. They did. You know there are people in the world today live like dogs. They do. They lived like dogs. He's not trying to just insult her. The Lord's not that way. It was the truth. It was the truth. It was true that He was not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It was true. And it was true that her people, and apparently her, live like dogs.
Yeah.
And what did she say? She's laying there. He says, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. What did she say? Truth, Lord. You say I'm a dog. You're right. I'm a dog. My people, dogs. We all dogs. We live like dogs. But Lord, you know, the dogs get crumbs. I understand. You're saying it's not for my people. You're saying we're dogs. And you're right. Lord, you're right. But you know, dogs get crumbs. And that's all I need. Just a crumb of this healing power is all I need. Just give me a crumb.
Yeah.
I believe a big smile come across the master's face. What are you going to do with a woman like this? She won't quit. She's willing to humble herself to the floor. She's willing to change. Right? I believe a smile comes. She's not in covenant. She don't have a covenant. She got nothing to stand on except faith. She's got some faith. And Jesus looked at her. He said, "Oh woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you." Oh, here's the word. Oh, glory to God. Here's the truth that'll make her daughter and her family free. "Be it unto you even as you will." When he said it, there was power in it. And it went all the way from where they were to her house and got in the house and the bedroom with her daughter and went through her body and drove out the devil and healed the damage. Oh, glory to God. The Bible said her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And she ain't got no covenant. She ain't saved. She don't know no Bible. She can't speak in tongues. She lived, her and her family had been living like dogs. But she wouldn't quit. And she was willing to change. And did she? Did she keep on looking until she saw? Did she keep on hearing until she heard? Did she keep on pressing in until she saw what she needed to change? And did she change? And she humbled herself and changed. And she humbled herself and was converted and changed. And what happened? And the Lord healed her. Glory to God. Does this do anything for you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up and worship God some more. Glory to God. Glory to God. We worship you. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. 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 Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to me a moment. We're going to do this some more. Listen to me. I saw this in my spirit earlier today, so I'm just going to act on it. I saw. It's a little different than we normally do it. But I believe the Lord wants to heal people in here tonight. And I saw people who needed to be healed come and kneel down in front and worship God like this woman did. And worship and seek Him and be open to anything He'd say to you. So I want us to act on that. If you need a healing in your body tonight, I want you to make your way up here to the front. Don't be embarrassed. Make your way, and I want you to go ahead and kneel down here somewhere, and I want you to start worshiping God. You're not worshiping me, you're worshiping God. Worshiping God. Seek Him and worship Him about your healing. Seek Him and worship Him. I mean sincerely. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. Seek Him and worship Him. Worship you. Lord, I worship you. You're my healer. Lord, I worship you. You're my healer. Hallelujah. I worship you. You're my healer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's all right. Worship Him. Lord, I worship you. You're my healer. I worship you. You're my healer. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Come on, everybody worship God. Now, Lord, I worship you. Oh, volum plans con de velem blemende gonastochico de la daci. Evle manga hati bodio non gnio chodote. I worship you. You are my God. You are my healer. I worship you. Every word out of your mouth is truth. Whatever you say to me is truth. I worship you. Atoecine. O colovemian domando gonde bonos doce la doce. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I humble myself before you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I worship you. I believe in you. I worship you. I worship you. You're my healer. You're my healer, Lord. You're my healer. You're my healer. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, worship Him. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Non golomontos nela, o flamanda vacasta gera, o te venimia nepona casta, ende benende oste bonio, onde bengale bandele me osha. Oh, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you. I worship you, my God. I worship you, my Lord. I worship you, my healer, my deliverer. Oh, tu kine mana aktachi. Otti biende gondo bono otto palo osto bleate godochi. Ef debidio donna ma ongo ma ongiomeno occi. Oh, vi meni mando otto povedo voto vio do occi. Oh, di ben on the vandaba art for barra brahman jodavan on the bochi. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, my Lord and my God. I adore you. Speak to us whatever you would. Show us whatever. We love the truth. We'll receive it. Anything you say to us, we'll receive it. Any change we need to make, show us. We'll make it. We'll do it. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. Oh, I worship you. 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 I worship you, Lord. I worship you. 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 I worship you, O Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, O God. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. You are my healer. You're my healer. You're my God. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I receive what you say, Lord. Speak and your servant will hear. Whatever you say is right. If I'm wrong, show me. I'll admit it. I'll acknowledge it. Anywhere I've been wrong or thought wrong, Lord, show us. Show us. We'll change. We'll repent. We're willing. We'll make it right. Show us what. Show us how. We'll change. Show us what to believe and what to do. You're right. You're always right. Truth, Lord. Your word is truth. Truth. Oh, tokawa niyantikashi. Oh, tokawa nintawantikati.
Inde benangala otto pavile. Efle manande otonto coloste. I worship you. I worship you, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you. I worship you, Lord, I worship you. I worship you, I worship you. I worship you. You are my God. You are my God. You are my healer. You are my healer. And I worship you. You are my deliverer. And I worship you. 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 Oh, Nangale, Eteka Nagale, Endegale, Entekandegale, Ondilon Nokolo, Tile Walo Ote, Oshningale Bondi Uteete Uteete, Mingale Donno, Antibonia, Antibonia, Antibonia. I worship you, I worship you. I worship you, Lord, I worship you. I worship you, I worship you. I worship you, my Lord and my God, my healer, I worship you. Ombe da one, ombe da one, ombe da one, ente, eshe, ega ashka, ende onote, ofle mondui lo oto pungale, ote polinde ononde la mate, ote palidi ononde bungare, ofle mende breete palasti. I worship you. 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 Oh, I worship you. I worship you, O Lord, I worship you. Mendigla baas dele baale gala baale. Ofla bon Dio non te bele non jo de deci. Mendio donna mo otto cosce. I worship you. I worship you, my healer. I worship you, my God. I worship you. Monde ishe. Monde enee. Monde enishe. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. We'll hear it. Whatever you say is right. Whatever you say is truth. We'll change. We'll repent. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen a moment while you continue to worship. Singers and players, come and get ready. I heard this word. Hard-headed. 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 Stubborn. Insistent. Somebody say, not me. I repent. I'll not be stubborn. I'll not be hard-headed. Now let's keep worshiping God. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Ondo gonile empote. Dendi bolong do onko mama jande. Ne se se zode do donje. I heard this word. I heard this word. Won't rest. Won't rest. I've told you to rest again and again. And you won't rest. You just push yourself. Push yourself. It's not okay. I told you to rest. You're disobedient. Won't rest. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
I'll change.
I'll rest.
Let's keep worshiping. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Oh, we're willing to change. Whatever you say, we'll change. Yes, sir. I heard this word. I heard this word. Fussing and fighting. Fighting, just fighting, and hard words in the house. Fighting and strife and fighting and strife. I commanded you to love one another. Stop this fighting. Stop the strife. Everybody say it. No more fighting.
No more fighting.
I repent.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
I'll walk in love.
Let's
worship some more. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. You are our God. You are our healer. Whatever you say is right. We worship you. 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 Ha te koshne. O te konienda koshi. Mende gonande otole otiche. Levle banna oti buninia. Oti pungoti barendi. I heard this. I heard this. Sexual impurity won't control yourself. Keep yielding to the flesh. Keep getting involved with people sexually that you're not supposed to. It's sin. It'll cause problems in your body. It'll keep you from being healed. You must repent. Repent means to change. Put it aside. Some people need to throw out some books and throw out some tapes and throw out some materials and cancel some channels and get rid of some things and quit feeding it and control yourself. If you want to be healed, if you want to live a long time, you must repent. You must repent and you must lay it aside and you must control yourself. Somebody say truth, Lord. Everybody say truth, Lord. Truth. Now let's worship some more. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. You are our God. Whatever you say is right. We submit to you. We will obey you. We will do what you say. And you said you would heal us. Thank you. Thank you. You said if we'd obey and change, you would heal us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory, yes, 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 yes. I heard this. Lying. Lying, and then the subsequent condemnation and worry. Lying and then worrying about it. Worrying about getting caught. Worrying about it coming out. Worrying about it. And this worry is chewing up your insides and opening you up to sickness and problems. No more lying. And no, he told us not to worry either. He said, cast all your cares on me. Be careful for nothing. So everybody said out loud, no lying.
No lying.
Not even one more lie.
No more lying.
And no more worrying. I cast all my cares on you, Lord, and I refuse to lie about anything. I repent, and I only say the truth always. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. You are our God. You are our Lord, our Almighty King and God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we worship you, our healer. Whatever you say is right. Whatever you say, we will do. We humble ourselves before you. Ondokalia. Ondokalia. Odokalia nemane. Odokalia. Amahala niya okonamia lafashi. Evonde. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. 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 You're my healer. You're my healer. You heal me. Thank you, Lord. You're my deliverer. You're my God. I worship you. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Everybody stand if you would. Let's, y'all know the song, I Worship You? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be prepared. Hallelujah. I spoke a few things out that I saw and heard, but a lot of other things were spoken to people that it wasn't necessary to speak out. But the Lord said, if you would, hallelujah, if you'd open your eyes, open your ears and your heart and be willing to change. What did he say? He said it. You can count on it. There's some people who have changed some things in their hearts already here today. Doesn't mean you can't do this tonight at your house. Right? And tomorrow. Worshiping God's a good thing. We're not talking about groveling and begging. That's not faith. He didn't tell you to beg. But worshiping is just acknowledging He's creator. I'm created. He's my God. I serve Him. It's good for you. Good for me. Good for us. Right? To bow our knee and put our face in the floor. Worship. It's good for us. Good for us. Now listen, close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. Father, you told us that if we'd be willing, we'd humble ourselves. You said if you're holding all of your people, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, you would hear their prayer, you'd forgive them, and you'd heal them. You said it. The principle works whether for a man or a nation or a people. And we've acted on your word tonight, Lord. Unashamed, we come and we bow down before you. We've spoken out loud and said it. And we're willing to change, and you know the hearts of your people. So now, as your man of God and by the anointing on me, I speak over the people. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of God. According to your faith, be it unto you. Be made whole. Be made healthy. Be made strong. Be made whole. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, I receive it. Glory to God.